Thank you very much. It is certainly a kavod gadol to be back here at Yeshiva University, where I spent, Baruch Hashem, many of my formative years. Bishus, Avi Mori, Imi Morosi, who are with me. I'm obviously here as I arrived this morning from Eretz Yisrael, so it's a great pleasure to be able to not only be back, but also to be able to give a shiur here at Yeshiva University is certainly, for me, certainly a dream come true and a great cover. If I can, I would like to dedicate the shiur to one of my Rebbe Muvaks, who I am zoicha to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah mipnei seva takum, and Mirza Hashem, he should have many happy years to come. For me, this year is easy in the sense that I'm a Talmud of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, and when we see Baruch Hashem, the great light of the Israeli Defense Forces going to places where it's seemingly nobody is going, and the stories that you hear are only about the amazing efforts of the Israeli Defense Forces, whether it's most recently in the Philippines and a terrible tragedy there, or even in Syria, which clearly an enemy of Eretz Yisrael, or it was Haiti. So this is not something that's surprising if you're a Talmud of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. I believe it was Rav Gifter who said that Rav Aaron is the only Rosh Hashiva who cares about what's going on in countries in Africa like Biafra. He's actually the only Rosh Hashiva who knows what it is. Rav Aaron was consistently and constantly talking about what we have to do. In fact, in the parsha, we know both in last week's parsha and in parshas Vayechi in the bracha of Yehuda, so Rav Aaron comments that we are called Yehudim after Yehuda. We are not called Jews; we're called Jews. So why is it? Why don't we follow against the ways of Yosef Hatzadik, but instead we follow the ways of Yehuda? So Rav Aaron explains in a much deeper way, but the basic idea is the idea of the different types of chassid. You have a chassid meula. So Yitzchak was known, in fact, we're told, the Midrash tells us he had no Yetzihara, that he was some very, very unique. But when it comes to Yehuda and the challenges he had with Tamar and other challenges he had, so that was something that was what we call a regular person. And that's the challenge of the Jewish people, living in the real world with the challenge that we have in the world. What I want to try to discuss today is, of course, not that they need my haskama, but when we look at what the IDF has done, and I'm sure, of course, everybody is aware of the great Kiddush Hashem, but is that Kiddush Hashem something that is necessary? Is it halachic? And specifically in the cases that we're talking about here, so which is quite interesting, in the Philippines and Syria and Haiti, so they knew 100%, let's say they were sure, 100%, they weren't saving any Jews. There was no Indian over there of going into these countries and maybe they would save Jews. That's going to be a shiloh within itself as well. In fact, I take great comfort in during the summer months, there was a on CNN, who, as we know, if CNN has to run an article, run a story like this, so it probably was very difficult for them to run such a pro-Israel story. They pointed to Nebuch, the Syrians, who had been clearly gassed, and they had no place to go. Nobody wanted them. And they were running, as we know, to the fences of the borders of Eretz Yisrael and begging the Israeli army to take them in, to take their family. And they show one of the hospitals, unbelievable hospitals in the north, who had taken, you see the condition of these people was really horrible. And they interviewed this one Arab woman, and they weren't expecting this answer. And they said to her, how could it be? Did you ever in your life fathom that of all countries that would help you, out of the many, many dozens of Arab countries that they are, there's only one country that would take you, and it was Israel. Doesn't that surprise you? The same Israelis who are your enemy? And she actually said to CNN, she said, no, it didn't surprise me at all. That's the Jewish people. The Jewish people is interesting because she obviously said this in Arabic. I don't know Arabic. But they translated in English seemingly correctly. And she said, yeah, that's what the Jewish people do. They care about everybody. So that was wonderful. And we know the Israeli doctors, when they interview the doctors, they were also like dumbfounded. Why are you doing a story about this? There were people who needed our help and we can help them. This is what we do. So every day they were losing millions of shekel taking care of these people, and they actually had to move other people to other hospitals because of this. That's what the Jewish people do. So you have to see, is that halachic? Just one other point. So before I had the great zechus of teaching Torah as my life profession, so before Leva Torah recruited me, so I was in the business world for many years. And as it would have, even when I lived here in the States, so I was in telecommunications, and a lot of the work that I did actually was in the world of the Arab countries. And when I moved to Eretz Yisrael, so one of the largest deals that the company I worked for had was with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Tariq. And Tariq was from a country called Libya. And he would always talk about, he knew that we were Jewish, he knew we were from Israel, but we never ever spoke a word of politics. And he wanted to visit us. He wasn't coming to Israel anytime soon, and I wasn't going to Libya anytime soon. So he had to think of V'chein Sheikh Zuvim, what country could I go to? So as you remember, in those, we're not talking about several years, it was about 2 years ago, you couldn't go to Dubai anymore. They didn't want anybody who had any Israeli stamps there, go there. He didn't want to go to the UK because he couldn't get a visa, so we thought of Jordan. So I spent a beautiful day in Jordan, an interesting story within itself. In any case, I went with two of my employees, and I said to them, listen, you can discuss, it's fine. One thing we do not discuss is politics. Don't say anything about the Israeli army. Please, please don't say anything. So one of the people that worked for me was a very fine individual who was just at 18 years old. He had a patur to serve in the army for another year, and he's working for us. And it was right after the whole fertility incident. And so we were just chatting, and it was actually time for me to daven mincha, and it was time for him to go daven mincha also. He told me we should daven in the same place, the whole story. But in any case, we didn't, Baruch Hashem. I ended up davening in a hall right outside, probably the first and only Jew that ever davened in this hall. And I was davening mincha there. It was all the way downstairs. There was nobody there. And just in the middle of my Shemona Esrei, the doors of the hall opened, and hundreds of Arabs started coming out. Wow. Yeah, I had a lot of kavana. Anyway, so it was quite interesting. Quite interesting experience. In any case, so of course, there was a breach of silence, and nope. And all of a sudden, this guy says, so, Tariq, what do you think about what's going on with the fertilla? I'm like, oh, everybody's this is not, please don't talk about it. So, they started talking about it. And one of the things that he said was so surprising was, I couldn't believe it. He said, yeah, you know, the Israeli army, so that's a chepsa within itself. The Jewish people and the Israelis, they're two different things. Because the Jewish people, they always help people. Everybody knows that about the Jewish people. They're always help. The IDF, I don't know what's going on there because they're led by the government. But he bifurcated. He said, no, the Jewish people, they're always helped out. So even this guy, he was a very big supporter of Gaddafi. He told me he served in the army. This, yeah, the fact that I got home, Baruch Hashem. Now I just come home now with presents from Target. It's great. Then I was going to Jordan. It wasn't so much. So you have to see, this is why we're on this earth. That we're able to mekadesh Hashem, it appears to be an open and shut case. So let's see what the Gemara says. So in the first source, we see over here, the Gemara discusses in Gittin, a few places in Gittin, but I picked in Samach Aleph, very clear, Tanu Rabbanu Mefarsim, Ani Nachrim, Im Ani Yisrael. That we know that the Halacha tells us that we are required, as it says here in the Gemara, that a person is required to, just like if a guy knocks on your door, and you have a very fine gentleman who comes and he says, I'm collecting for whatever, Yeshiva Gedola, whatever. And the guy next to him, his name is Vinny, and he's collecting for his Yeshiva Gedola, St. Mary. So Mepharsim also, you have to go give him stock at the same time. Imani Yisrael. So then he says, Umakvim Chole, right, and we go ahead and we visit the Cholim, the same thing. When a person goes to the hospital, I had discussed when I was here in Yeshiva University to be the president, if you will, of the Bikur Cholim Society, where we went every single Thursday and Friday, and we went to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. So one of the things that we were told, which is obvious, should be obvious, is that when you visit bed number 3, so in order to get to bed number 3, you had to go to bed number 1 and bed number 2. So if there were people there who happened not to be Jewish, so Chas V'Shalom, you should just go to them. You should say to them, I don't say Refuah Shleimah, Sof Shachol Yisrael, but you should go to them, we'll see later on, actually, it's mutter to daven for a chole, but you should go to them and say, I hope you feel better, of course you should. You should make them, there's no question about that. That's what it's saying over here. Umakvi Mesi Nochrem in Mesi Yisrael, that we also have a halacha that tells us that when we go ahead and do kvura, so we'll see, this Pashan and Rashi and all the Rishonim say, we're not talking about the same cemetery, But if again, if Israel finds itself going, the IDF goes into a place, or there's a tragedy and you go in, so you don't only look for the Jewish bodies. We go ahead and we work on all different types of individuals. Doesn't matter who they are. Afterwards, we decide obviously who goes to this cemetery and that cemetery. Why? Because Allah was told, the Gemara says, "Mipnei darchei shalom." Right? Well, understand. Let's understand what that means, darchei shalom. So, just give me a few minutes to explain what this concept is. The concept is a little bit different, as we'll see. It's important that I bring this Yerushalmi. There's a Tosefta that also says this, but I bring Yerushalmi for a reason, which we'll read now, but we'll delve into a little bit later. Seems to be very similar. The government Mishal Goyim, Mishal Yisrael refers him Ani Goyim, the Ani Yisrael. It seems to be exactly the same. There is a major difference. Anybody that can point that out? There is a little bit of a difference here, which I will point out very, right? One word that is different, that is very ikar. And in fact, Rashi picks a mess. Rashi, in source number 3, of course, commenting on the Talmud Babli, and this is the way the Mordechai holds as well, says, in Mesa Yisrael, what does that mean? Lo, bekivre Yisrael, elam is asking by him, again, if this idea, im, so, we'll see in a moment, as the Rashi was going to explain, which is very interesting now. So now when we get into the Rishonim, the key word that we're going to say is the word im. Im appears to be, as we'll elucidate much better than I would be able to do in the Rashva and the Ran, all the Rishonim now want to explain what is Rashi talking about over here. So let's look at source number 4. Nira, mitoch perishol dafka ka'amar im. Kalomar. So what does this mean? That when a person is in a situation, we're going to discuss the concept that we call Eva, you have to be crazy that we're going to go in as a Jewish army, or as Hatzalah is going to go into a situation and say, excuse me, are there any Rosenbaums here? Any Cohens here? No. You go in. We know the amazing work, for example, that Hatzalah did during 9/11. They weren't asking any questions who was over there. So, but that's only if it's him. But if you go ahead and you get a call and you find out that there is a building collapse in the Philippines, if you find out there's a typhoon, so you know for sure, so there's no Jewish people there, so maybe, and this is what the way the Rashi was explaining Rashi, so then there's no chiyuv, you don't have to do anything. Kolom, I didn't ask him, so he also, in Mesa Yisrael, the Az Havilei Eva, what's Eva? We know the concept of Eva is that they're going to go ahead and they're going to say, why should we take care of the Jews? The next time, where no Hatzalah people can come, right, and there's an emergency, so the EMS people say, oh, I know those Jewish people, they only take care of their own, I'm not going to go ahead and take care of them. Oh, yeshiva, Rahman al-Sar, yeshiva collapsed? I don't have to take care of them, they never take care of us. Right? That seemingly is the concept of Darkei Shalom as well. So at least according to Rashi, again, the Rashba is actually going to fall away from this and say, can it be this way? Again, what we want to start by doing is we want to start defining if there could be, certainly according to Rashi, in the way that we explain Rashi, and these are all the Rishonim came out, the Ran, the Ritva, and the Rashba over here, except for the Mordechai, who again holds like Rashi, and clearly says, the Gemara uses the term im, dafko, the word im, to say this is only talking about cases where there's a chashash that it's going to be Mishum Darchei Shalom, or Eva. Meaning, and if you can come up with a situation, which is all the cases that I just brought, the Philippines, Syria, and Haiti, where you know that there's, and nobody's going to say, oh, I can't believe the IDF didn't send anybody. That's very strange. Yeah, what about the, 172 other countries that didn't send anybody? Right? Okay, you can come up with a concept that it's possible that maybe we should. That's fine. But at least according to Rashi, the Rashi doesn't agree with this. Said a little bit better, a little more clearly, is source number 5, which is the Chiddush Ran. The Ran over here, the law v'shashem et asek im meisa Yisrael nami. Ka'amar elo lomar k'shem shem et askim im meisa Yisrael, kach was asking, just like you would take care of a Jew, of course you have to take care of a Gentile. What is the difference? There is no difference. Behind it, the Gersirim Yerushalmi, and that's what the Yerushalmi is trying to say. In the notes of the Ran, the Moseder of Kook Ran, so he notes there that the Yerushalmi version that the Ran had is clear, but here we see clearly in the Yerushalmi that we have, the Vilna edition, here doesn't use the word in, right? It says again, if we look at source number 2 again, the Farsi on a Goyim, vi on a Yisrael, doesn't say the word in. So maybe that's what he's talking about. But the Ran says it's clear, it's partial that we don't hold like Rashi, right? Again, the concept is just like I would take care of another individual because they need me, so anybody that needs me, I have to take care of them. And that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Seems to be very open and shut in that sense. Again, it's not open and shut in the sense that there seems to be clearly a machloikis in the Rishonim, certainly according to Rashi and the Mordechai, against the Ran, the Rashba seems to agree in the Ritva as well, which is a saying, the concept of how do we define Darchei Sham? Now, this could just be what we call a case of Metzius. It could just be a case of, well, let's figure it out. Nowadays, that we live in the century that we live in, and we know that the most favorite pastime of the United Nations is to condemn Israel, so let us be able to at least say some nice things about the IDF, what they're doing, and therefore maybe we should go ahead and bend over backwards, and we should go, that's very good, and the story's all there, Baruch Hashem, well documented, except of course, I'm sure you've heard, at least, I don't think there's only Hidaret Yisrael, the papers discuss, many of the Arab papers discuss, why did we go down to Haiti and do everything? Clearly, because we were harvesting organs, because we went ahead and we sold the organs to people on eBay. That's like the joke that we would control the media. We control the media, except there's a CNN. How's that possible? They're not pro-Israel, so how'd that happen? So, in the New York Times. So, it can't be that, okay, so they say with data, obviously it's been proven, Baruch Hashem, that that's impossible. We also see, just in the general sense, in the IDF, the amount of documentation that the IDF does when they go through, I'm sure everybody knows this, obviously we all know people, I'm sure, who are in the army, so the stories are clear that even when they go and they have to go into Gaza and do an operation, so before they go in first with planes and they have leaflets that come down and say, hey, Rabbi Isai, they have an SMS system. Unbelievable. They send a text message to the citizens of this little city and say, you're going to be bombed within the next few minutes, you might want to get, you might want to leave. Right. Who, is there any army that does anything like that? Right? Yeah. I wish I could text my students in my yeshiva and say, Minyan is starting now, you better get there. I wish they ran just as quickly. But that's what the idea does. They take this so seriously, and they document it in videos and this and that. But here, so this appears to be somewhat, but we have to see what's the reason for it. So, first of all, what we've developed so far is a very interesting concept. And that is that there's nothing really so special going on over here. We're not trying to say, well, there's a greater good. There's this idea of Lasakin Olav Malchut Shaddai that we say in Aleinu every single day, a few times a day, right? That's who we are. The concept of every single human being. I remember once I was having a conversation with Harav Nevensal Shlita, and it was a little bit, I wasn't trying to be funny. I went to ask him a shaila. So he was sitting and I was standing. So Rav Nevensal got up. So I felt bad. So I sat down. He got up. I got down. This went on for like 2 minutes. I didn't know what was going on. So I was so scared to ask him a shaila. Anyway, so I said, Rebbe, forget about my question. What's going on? What are we playing musical chairs over here? So he says to me, I don't understand. You stood up. You're a Tzelem Elokim. So he says, I have to stand up when there's a Tzelem Elokim. So God's image comes in front of me. So I said, I wasn't thinking, obviously. And I said, yeah, I said, every Bachur Yeshiva is a Bachur Yeshiva, something like Bachur Yeshiva. Every human being, right? We know it says, Chavim Adam Shenifer Batzelem. Every Adam was created Batzelem. Keep it simple, keep it in front of them. Okay, we're called Banim Lamakam. But Banim Lamakam we've accepted upon ourselves, whether we like it or not, this concept that we have to be even extra special. But that's not what it's saying over here. The Gemara is not saying that. The Rishonim doesn't discuss that. We're talking about Darchei Shalom. We're talking a concept of what? We're talking a concept of, hey, gotta be a little bit smart here. You don't take care of them. Oh, forget about the press releases, what's gonna happen. And Ava, the thing we're most worried about. They have much larger, medical facilities. They really could help us out. And now there's a mudslide somewhere and they're not gonna go help us out. Now, it's clear, if you know anything about Eretz Yisrael, if there was something going on in Eretz Yisrael, none of the Arab countries are going to call us if you need any help. Right? We know most recently, let's just go back, when there was an earthquake in Turkey a few years ago. So, Turkey and Israel's relationship is not quite that good. Yeah, it's a little rocky, a little cold. So, in any case, Israel went there. So, it was apparently within the government of Turkey, like they wanted to stalk them and say, no, you can't come. On the other hand, I know, but they help us out more than any other Arab country, so we really want them. What can we do? So those that don't know this, this is a newsflash from my friends in the Shin Bet. I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm not. And that is that Israel did go in. But they bent over backwards. Anything they told them, you have to fly first to another country, come with an unmarked plane, all your uniforms have to have a different name of a country on it. Just went there and said, and this, there was no shiloh that nobody was going to say that they were helping, The guy got there and instead of saying his name was Yossi, he said his name was, Bob, That's what he did. So, like the people who answer the phone for every company you call here in America now, they're from India, and they pick up the phone, you know. Hello, thank you for calling. My name is Elvis. Elvis, really? Is that your name? I don't think so. And that's the name that he chose, because, you know, he Googled it. Okay, but that's what they did. They went there with fake IDs, and they all said they were from different countries, just to help out. But this is different, what we're saying now. What I want to try to expound upon is that I think that there is a greater good concept here, and that's what we're trying to develop this morning. That we're not just only saying, you have to do this because it's the right thing to do, let's be smart here. This is the way that we are. We're a very small country, we're very small people, we need to be smart. I think it's much more than that. And possibly we're going to see that in the Rambam. The Rambam has a number of different halachas. We're not going to discuss all the different halachas, I've only put a few here on the sheets, but let's look at the first one. The Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah seems to be pretty clear with this concept of im. We find some ane avode akum im ane Yisrael mipnei darkei shalom. Okay, so on and so forth. He says, and then he says this concept is very interesting. We're going to get to this, a very interesting concept that brings it Baruch Hashem to where we are today. If you look in Halacha Vav, he says like this: Ein kol advar ma'elu omrim ela bezman shegol Yisrael lebein overchaven. Oh, sheyad akum tekifa al Yisrael. Aba bezman sheyad Yisrael. If you could ever fathom a possible time in Jewish history where the Jewish people would not be overwhelmed, overruled by the non-Jewish nations, but could it be that we had something called, I don't know, let's call it a state of Israel, and we were sholei, we were in charge. Aleim also lanu laniach obed kachavim. Right, we'll have to see what this means. Notice the words obed kachavim. We'll see if that has to do with it. What we're talking about, there is a difference between just calling somebody a Gentile and somebody who is mamish obed over the Zora, which we'll see if that applies even today. But again, the concept that says the Rambam, which we will discuss, so just give me a little time to discuss this Rambam, if there are practical ramifications for having a state of Israel today, Baruch Hashem. The Nisim and the flaws that Hashem has given us and we continue to see in Eretz Yisrael, where Baruch Hashem, we are somewhat, if you will, in control of our destiny. Maybe. Right? Before I joined Yeshiva Leiva Torah, so my first job at a Yeshiva University, actually, they came here and recruited. I worked for the Misrad HaBitachon of Israel. It was an unbelievable, fascinating job. I worked there for 3.5 years, and I was somebody who purchased weapons for the Israeli army. Why did they hire us? So the American government requested, for unfortunately a sad reason, because of a not so ethical. A person was working, one of the procurement officers within the office was taking a little bit of bribes. So we have to understand, the procurement office, which is 800 Second Avenue in New York City, so the Ministry of Defense has 300 employees using the famous $4 billion that America gives Israel in aid. So for those that don't know, $3.8 billion, at least as of 20 years ago now, that I worked there, 3.8 of it had to be spent in the U.S. soil on U.S. products. Okay, it's helps the economy as well. Now, why the same amount of money went to Egypt? Egypt had like 4 people in America doing it, and Israel had 300 people. I think you know the answer to that, because they wanted to do shopping here and stuff like that. We had a lot more people doing that. Egypt has this very small office; all they do is buy planes. In any case, so in the Israeli Ministry of Defense, so you have this concept of, again, what we're talking about. So we're showing we're our own destiny, but on the other hand, we're very much not our own destiny. In fact, the whole purchasing process had to be done exactly the way that they wanted, and in the exact way, and in fact, they had to hire now U.S. citizens. That's why they came to Yeshiva University, because they said to themselves, how are we going to hire U.S. citizens to oversee the process? Who is going to love Israel and love America? Oh, Yeshiva University. Baruch Hashem. So we I think it was 10 people that they hired to oversee this process. And then, of course, after, as would be in Israel, after 3 years, the new director of the mission came. He says, tell me, why are you here, Americans? I hate you. Get away. Everybody out, out, out. So he didn't do that exactly, because that would be illegal. He told us we're going to every year get negative 3% raises. It's a very interesting concept. It's the Israeli economy. So, but in any case, we saw this, that really, as we'll see later on, we're not necessarily in control of our own destiny. I think we know this quite well. Any of the articles, I don't know which of them are true, which are not, that Israel was this close to attacking Iran, and Obama said, you better not do it. So we see that it's not necessarily true, and we'll see what that means. But clearly here, the Rambam uses the word im, and that potentially the concept would be different if we were in control of our own destiny, so that we don't have to help any other nation. It wouldn't be required. Weiter. So that's this Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Malachim, which is the Rambam, you should really look at this, is the important Rambam of the morning, because of what the Rambam here, the concept that he says, just the last few lines. Afilu akam siva chacham levaker cholim levaker meseyam im mese Yisrael lefarsim again bechlal ani find mide darkusham harei nema. Why do we do this? So says the Rambam, quotes two psukim. Tov Hashem lakol barachamav al kol masav. We say in Ashrei, right, that we are racham of a kol masav, so we have to. Famous concept that many speak about, but the Rav Soloveitchik speaks about this idea of imitating the ways of Hashem. So Hashem is racham, afa racham. The Gemara says that we have to have rachmanis if we want Hashem to have rachmanis on us. So the racham of, what does it say? Kol masav. Again, we're not talking about anything other than all human beings. V'nema v'darcher darchei noam mechad v'tziv sav shalom. Right. This is, again, what we're here for. So it seems to be, so far, maybe the Rambam has a different concept than we were talking about until this point. Again, we're going to leave it for just a little bit, but I want to show how the halacha deals with this. Again, this word im, not im, but again, we'll get back to this Rambam, these very, very, very important two psukim. We also will get back to this concept of the state of Israel today, how that answers Mivnei Darchei Shalom. The Torah, in source number 8. The Torah says like this. What did you leave out here? The Torah. The word im. The word im. V'chein is mutter. It does say the word mutter, which doesn't mean, we'll see that too, what mutter means. It's not a mitzvah, it's a rishus. But you could be mefarnes aneihem, levaker choleihem. We could do all these different things. We go to their, v'chein darchei shalom. Fine. The Bach here says something very, very important. The Bach really expounds upon this whole idea, everything we've been discussing until this point. He quotes Rashi in the word im. So he says, what happens in a case in Meisa Yisrael, Mivagim, right, or all thing of Bekibra Yisrael, Elam is asking Bahem. Again, im. Harugim im Yisrael. I call Nisholam Mashim before She'ein, Mefarsim, O, Makvim, O, all these different things. O Karvim Lagoyim, Ela Dafka, im Yisrael. Right? This couldn't be more clear. That the Rashi's concept is the word im, only if it's together. V'chein, kasev lehedya, this is the way that the Mordechai holds as well. However, that's not how everybody holds. If im came, so then he has a question. So he says, I don't understand. He says, tum lipsak rabbeinu kan, distam v'chein, Roger, where's, what happened to the Torah's im? Where'd that go? V'chein mutter lefansim on Yisrael. Why is he said v'chein mutter? Masha afilu it! Right? Ain't on him Yisrael. And this is what the Smak says. He has a lot of good support. I told you the Ran says this already. This is what the Tosefta seems to say as well. He says, V'chein mutter lefansim on Yisrael. This is a direct quote. And the Yerushalmi as well, as I quoted to you before. And the Rush. So it's not such a foreign concept. The Torah got it from the Rush, but it's not such a foreign concept. Again, that doesn't really help us so much. That just helps us in again, I think, in what we call more mitzias, more practical cases, if you had this concept of the IDF, you're right, they should go. It's mutter for them to go. What I want to learn out, maybe it's not just mutter, it's a mitzvah. It's part of who we are. That's not what the Bach is discussing. The Bach is discussing, practically, if you have a situation where you know for sure there are no Jewish people there, do you have to go? They should go. Should you even risk your life? We know that there's a risk involved into some of these countries, certainly when there is a military action going, or when there are repercussions for saving these people, other people will be upset and they'll threaten you, so on and so forth, right? And of course, just the concepts I told you before, it was clear that accepting all of these Syrian what they called refugees into Israeli hospitals would actually somewhat, even if it's a small percentage, put Israeli citizens in danger, in the sense of they would have to now go to different hospitals. Which is an amazing concept, right? Right? Even an Israeli, whatever it might be, has to go. So, okay, we're going to have to take you now to another hospital. 20 minutes away. It could be all the difference. Yeah. So that's what you have to see. It's, mutter is different. That concept. So, fine. You could read on what the Bach has to say. I wanted to move on a bit in this concept. I think very, very clearly, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, again, in source number 10, the Shulchan Aruch again, once again, which is interesting, because look what he writes. He says, "Umefarnsim on Yisrael, on the Obed, thank you, Obed Chachavim, im on Yisrael, and they dach Hashem." From where? The Torah. The Torah doesn't say that, but okay. This is the Shulchan Aruch, taking it from what the Gemara says. No problem. says the Shach, yeah, I have a problem with this. Lav davcha, elo afilo ani omer kochavim, l'chud mefarnsenei darchei shalom. That's what the Ran says, right? So I don't believe with the word im. Let's take the word im out, like the Torah did. Fine. The Tazel, again, even more elaborates on this concept. So he says, what we quoted in the Gemara, what we already quoted, he quotes in the Gemara, and he says, this is Pashut. He says, omer kochavim im, again, the word im. But he says, however, b'shem the Marshal who says the Hator sphere like the Gamar lav dafka amar im Yisrael v'hu dachak lo diek bal right hatavu bebraisa b'lushono lo mar lav dafka yosim yimash diek Hator. So this is again the Tazba says this black and white here. He says that the concept of saying says in all situations. What we want is we want to understand why. Why is this so? So here he says, "Lanias daiti nicha de ein chiluk bein the word im." Again, he says that very interesting concept. What we saw of the idea, if it's an inyan of a mitzvah or not. So read on further. Again, so he says, "Shlo teimar mafsinim over kochavim who mitzvah bezeh im kain amar under Yisrael." So he says, if we say im under Yisrael, does that pashut? So he says, what is the concept over here? What is the connection, the yichus b'dinus? Is this an inyan of a mitzvah or not? Right? Or do we say that it's not a mitzvah? Very interesting. Obviously, there's been many, many tshuvas that have written on this concept, on this idea. I'll just quote you two of the ideas that I saw. Again, there's many, many tshuvas on this, which we have time, we'll focus on a little bit. One potential concept, actually, the Chassam Sofer, Nakamara that we saw. So there, the Chassam Sofer says, this is all fine and dandy, but what if we can come up with a case, which we have by Staka, where somebody comes to your house and they say, listen, I need money. I'm collecting money for the, whatever, the March of Dimes, the Natural Cancer Society. Very wonderful. So if you look in the Emes of Yaakov, there, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted to say that, yeah, it's no problem. There, this is in the, it's not on your sheets, Emes of Yaakov and Yeridea, Kufin and Bet, Nira, Shem Iker Adin Mutter, Linadev Lestakot Shel Akum, Ha'oskim B'tzarchi Tzubor. Right, all these, and he says all the different types of stakas, right? But if you, he says, but if you're going to use it as your miser money, see, that I don't recommend. So says the Chassam Sofer, what if we can come up with a scenario, which is quite likely, whereby you giving your money, you say, well, you know what, I love your commercials that you do, I don't know, the March of Dimes, wonderful, it's great commercials, I'm inspired. So I'm going to give you, I want to dedicate your Kol Yom Rishon for the March of Dimes, $1 million, here you go. So clearly, by giving them $1 million, so now you can't give a Jewish stock $1 million. Chassam Sofer says, wait a minute. If it's going to be clear that by you giving money to this organization, there's no question, again, said, to give small amounts of money, this is fine. What I've learned from research I've done, actual real research that I've done when I used to live in Bergenfield, so as you know, every year the fire department sends that very interesting letter that says, you know, we're not allowed to collect money, however, we're collecting money. Right, it's not for us, it's for a friend, somebody I know, right? It's not for the firemen, it's for the, whatever, benevolent association. So, there I remember, Rabbi Neuger spoke about it one Shabbos, he says, it's a mitzvah, you have to give money. We should show that we give money. He says, but you should know, he says, giving them $10 to them, you know, if you ever had a mushulach come to your door, and you're giving $10, so a lot of times, $10, look what your house looks like, $10, a chutzpah, $10, add a zero to that, then we could talk. Right? But here, they're very happy. How do I know this to be true? I had a very small fire in my house many moons ago, and the fire department came, and lo and behold, you know what they said to me? By the way, Mr. Hartstein, thank you so much for your support. So my support, what? So I started schmoozing with the guy, and the guy says, yeah, we have a list in the fire station of who gives money and who doesn't. Really? So I said, listen, can I be honest with you? I said, I only give $10. Yeah, $10. Every year, though, you've been giving. It's 10 years. Every year you give $10. Unbelievable. I would love a stucker to call me and tell me this. Can you imagine? Any stucker in the world to call you. Rabbi Hartstein goes, a hush of wow, you know. One of my jobs in the Leva Torah as well is that I'm the director of institutional advancement. So I promise you, no parent ever got a call. And thank you for your consistent contributions of $10. You know, fine. So, but yeah, this is what these guys said to me. He says, yeah, well, you know, I was like on the high level of donors. You know, if I had a fire, they're gonna come right away. So, in any case.
So if you didn't give, they wouldn't come.
What? No, so they would come, but maybe take a little bit longer to come. That's it. Take a little bit longer. I'm just telling you, maybe Avis, of what this gentleman told me. It was unbelievable. And, okay, he was very nice. We had, you know, we had a housekeeper that was in the house, and she wasn't documented. He said, don't worry about it. Forget about it. You know, don't worry about it. Fine. Anyway, I'm kidding. But I'm not really kidding. But okay, fine. She ran. That lady ran. Well, you never saw him back. She was running a marathon. In any case, we see the important idea, that said the Emes Yaakov, the Samsoi, that it might not be so partial as we said. Right? There might be a concept where, wait a minute, you're really taking away? Right? And I think this is a real true concept that we should think about for a moment. And that is that, I wonder, I don't have information on. The IDF now goes to the Philippines. You saw Baruch Hashem, the great Kiddush Hashem. I don't know, a few dozen of them go. Doctors and all different types of medical professionals are going. So they're not in their post. They're not where they should be. Even just I'm a doctor. They interviewed a doctor I saw in the Philippines. He's a doctor in some hospital, chash of a doctor, ahead of a... What if you know for sure they're going to be taking away? There's not going to be a doctor in this. That would be a question. But everybody agrees that there is this concept. We have to understand what that concept is. Just quoted here, the Orach HaShulchan, and then we'll get to the important meat and potatoes of this Shaila. The Orach HaShulchan here says, like this, V'lav davka imon Yisrael, diafilu ba levado. So he says, then a person, of course you have to give him, again, it gets even more, again, because there you're really taking away. To go ahead and visit a Gentile who is sick, so nothing lost. To go ahead and take care, nothing lost. To go ahead and help him. But money, giving him money, so there is something lost, but we see that many seem to quote that it wouldn't be a fine scenario to do that. However, now this is the important stuff and the very, very interesting part of the shiur. If you haven't been interested until now, I'll try to interest you. There's a number of very interesting articles that were written in Source 14. This is in Tchumim. Tchumim, that wonderful compendium on many, many different topics. So in Tchumim, in Chelik Tes, Rav Chaim David HaLevi. Rav Chaim David HaLevi, of course, the famous chief rabbi of Tel Aviv from 1973 to 1998. I have an interesting story with him when we moved to Eretz Yisrael. So my son had his first test. It was a test on Kisa Shulchan Aruch. So I went, I was studying with him. It was a test, he had a Kisa Shulchan Aruch, so we were studying together. And mom, I'm sorry to say this, but he's not following anything, he doesn't know... He's saying all these different. So I don't know what he's talking about. So I said to him, Yaakov, can I see your Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for a second? It's not a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but it's not our Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that I grew up with, right? It's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Chaim David HaLevi. It is one of the svarim that is used certainly by the religious Zionist community. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You show them a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch from Gansby. What is this? I never saw this before. I'm pushing. People didn't know what it was. I asked his Rebbe. His Rebbe was a Sephardi Rebbe. It was like, there's only one, that and Ravadja's, of course, because of Shulchan Aruch as well, which came out in later years. But he wrote unbelievable Svarim. Besides that, of course, his famous Shelz Vachuva Secha, Sefer Aselich HaRav, which I believe has 9 different volumes, wrote very, very beautifully. So here he has this whole beautiful article, was really basically asking the question as we discussed about giving money and discussing. So the first thing that he discusses is a very important concept. Concept is, wait a minute, what's an Akum, right? So here, if we're strictly speaking about Oved Kochavim, so we have that. So he goes, of course, to the famous Dion with the Meiri against the Rambam about Christianity, to start. Everybody agrees that Islam, right, is not the traditional Oved Avodah Zarah. Christianity, so I think we're all aware already of this machlokes, what it would be considered. But it could be, says Rav Chaim David HaLevi, this is not even a question. It doesn't even pick up to be anything to discuss. Why? Because today, the reason why we were afraid is the same thing about showing them kavod, showing them, giving them presents, right? Los Chonin, there's this idea that you show them chain and you're going to go ahead. So that maybe is a concept of just Avodah Zarah. And Bishum Darche Shalom, here they're going to say, oh, you see? Look, the Jews, they do anything for us. They do it, why? Because we're their religion. So he questions whether this comes. And that's what we have here in source number 14. So again, it's a very, very long article, but it has a lot more meat and potatoes in it. But just this idea, that's the first consciousness. Then he discusses, wait a minute, what about this idea of the Rambam? To keep us Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we have our own Medina. So he says, and that's what's so wonderful about Tchumen. They really get to the core of questions, of modern day questions. So he says, wait a minute. Shema Yal El Adas, if we're going to think for a moment, Shema, that the Medina that we're in, Medina's Yisrael, Nichlos L'Tachas, so what are we? We have our own destiny. Bevadei Shalom. Come on, don't fool yourself. Be'olam, the Ma'arabi, a Democrat. We live in the democratic nation, She'anu Chavarimbo, that we're part of HaBasis, is L'Chayei HaChevrihi. Shavim Z'chus Cholodah. right? Democracy, everybody's equal. What better country than this? Go to any mall. I spent my Hanukkah vacation with my children. We followed the ways of the Yevanim, and we went to many different malls and movies and things like that. It was a Baruch Hashem, it started raining, which is wonderful for Eretz Yisrael. Just the day that you guys started to save St. Alamotar. Shkoyach, thank you very much. So it started, no, it's good. It started raining like crazy. So there wasn't much. So in the mall, you go to any mall, you go to Malchol and Yerushalayim, so you probably have half the people there are Arabs. Oh, that's democracy, right? You bring your CNN cameras to any mall in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll see what's going on there. Right? There are just as many. But democracy means everybody's shoving. Can you imagine an Israeli army saying, wait a minute, I'm sorry, if Shalom Lotta Tatuat Zahuchacha, I want to see if are you Israeli or American. You know, I just rented a car from Israel, the car that I'm using here, beautiful. My sister just drove in it. It's smaller than any car ever made in Israel. I don't even know if it's a car. Anyway, I'm like, partly walking. It's one of these Flintstone cars. It's very, very small. Anyway, some Israeli sold it to me. So the guy says to me, I'm sorry, I can't rent you a car from Eretz Israel because you're not an Israeli citizen. I'm talking to him in Hebrew. I said, why am I not an Israeli citizen? He goes, you need to be an Israeli, I'm an Israeli citizen. He says, no, you're not. I go, why? He says, I hear the way you're talking. You're talking like an American. Shalom, ani Daniel, ani rotzel l'skro rechev. So I said, that's not, what's the concept? So I said something, of course, very offensive to him, just to play with him a little bit. I said, I'm just Israeli as you are. He goes, no, chaveta, no, come on, no. I served in the Tzahal and this and that. Okay, fine. That's true. But he says, you're not like me. He says, with all due respect, I can get it much cheaper on hotwire.com. I'm just using you because it's easier for an Israeli citizen with all the insurance and stuff like that. But don't accuse me of not being an Israeli citizen. I'm an Israeli citizen. I pay Israeli taxes, unfortunately. I do everything that 50% of my salary, Baruch Hashem, goes to the Israeli government. But for us to think for a moment that we're this country where we control our own destiny, in a way, it's wonderful to think. But, but every sign by law has to have both Hebrew and both English. Well, it's not really English. Have you ever been to Petach Tikwa? Although I don't know who that guy was that the English guy we wanted to play with that said, yeah, don't worry, I write signs. Don't worry, I know this. All the signs in Israel. It's very hard to find. But it's also in Arabic. So we are not in control, says Reb Chaim David HaLevi. That's democracy. Furthermore, besides, he doesn't write this, but I think it would be clear as well, we get the support from other nations. Any move that we make, you think Netanyahu doesn't have to pick up the phone and call first to find out, is it okay with the government, with President Obama, yeah, that's what friends do, there's no question about it. But what happens if President Obama said no? So is Israel going to say, okay, it's very nice you said no, but I'm still going to do it? Probably not. So that's not we're controlling one's head. But furthermore, that's not democracy. Right, democracy isn't, we're going to segregate, we're going to do whatever you want to say about all these concepts of segregation, and I don't think there's any segregation. Anybody that visits Eretz Yisrael, you see that all people are able to stroll freely, except obviously on Har HaBayis. In fact, interestingly enough, last week there was a shiur in my community given by Rav Yaakov Ariel, the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan. So he said that really, lahalacha, we can go ahead and light a menorah on Har HaBayis, and we should do that. Except for the concept that it will take about, I don't know, 3 minutes, and they'll kill us, literally. We'll go up there, we started lighting. Can you imagine what would happen? So he says, Ein Raya Godel Mizu, he wasn't talking about this, that Yad Yisrael is not to keep, right? Because we're not in control of Har HaBayis. We think we're in control. It's very nice, wonderful concept that we think we are. But he says, look what's going on. This is where Yaakov Ariel is saying this. So Kabbalah Chomer, he says, so that's for sure not true. So you can't tell me that we don't have to follow Dr. Shalom and we don't have to help, because of course we have to help. That's fine. He says, no, but the real concept here is that they're not what we call the Akum of Zmanenu. It's totally a different scenario. It's totally different. We're talking not about Ovid Azara. Medubar be Ovid Azara Mamish. Again, as I told you, this idea, it was their holidays and you have to be careful of what we do and when we give money to certain people, it shouldn't be on their holidays itself and we shouldn't go to the holiday parties and those concepts. But that we don't have over here. The Vada She ain't Ovid Azara, and therefore we could be more Mako. And that's what he says in the final line. Just look at this. Because today the Gentile nations are not considered a din of Ovid and Avodah Zarah. Gam elo haita yad yisol tekifa b'muvan hilchati, doesn't apply either. So lo haynu chayavim b'shum panim b'zmanenu k'din Ovid and Avodah Zarah. However, you have to follow this concept. This is very important, this line. And he says, hayuchu shebein Yisrael l'nachern, hein b'aretz, hein b'chutz l'aretz, ain't shum tzorach l'shmor al yachas mivnei dachas shalom bilvad. Ella, why? Mishum hagdara hilchati. Im heim yotu begeder. Right? So the only reason why we follow this today, because they're not a vote of Avodah Zarah. But it's the right thing to do. Lachain, parnasim, mevakim, mechalim. Why? Second to last line, call nisam la'asos mitochova, because we have a chiyuv, right, as a human being, misurti gam mishneim darcha shalom dafka. Yes, there is a concept of darcha shalom, but it's the right thing to do. Right? And we could take all the other things that we said out of this. You're right, if there was a concept, and mirtz Hashem, someday there should be a concept where we're really in control of our own destiny. But also they're not over to Avodah Zarah. So the whole darcha shalom issue and the Avodah Zarah, so we were nervous. You only need that to say, right, there's only a heter. Why? Because of the Avodah Zarah concept. Right? And sometimes we mix up this concept of what it means to obey the Avodah Zarah, so we don't, so you say, oh, they're second class citizens. Chas v'shalom, we're not saying they're second class citizens. There are certain dinim when it comes to obey the Avodah Zarah, where it's Yayin Nesach and all these different halachas. But over here, says Rav Chaim David HaLevi, of course you have to follow this. There's no question you have to follow these, if nothing else, it's just that's the way a Jew has to act towards every human being. You might not even need Darchei Shalom. It's just Pasha. So it's very interesting about this. In his own article, he quotes Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman, of course, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, originally was in Liverpool for 22 years as the chief rabbi over there, and then was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, but from 1964 to, I believe, 72, 73, so he was the Rabbi Rashi. And in an article that he wrote in the Torah journal called the Morasha, which is quoted here, in source number 15, this is within Tchumim, he quotes the concept of what he holds, and he disagrees with him. It's funny because they're going to end saying the same thing, but in a different way. So let's look at it for a moment. So he says, he quotes this thing, and very interesting enough, Hulo Raib Dar Chisholom Drisha. So he says, what is this concept? So he says, Ella. So he says, he quotes that the whole idea is Tov Hashem Lakol, the Rambam's concept of that we have to be good. Why? Tov Hashem Lakol, Rachma Vakol Matzav. You have to have Rachma in my walls, just like the Rebbe Shalom does. He says, that's not the reason, right? So he quotes here why this is. We're a little bit short on time, so I just want to explain what the concept is. So he says, any medim lasso, so I'll feel him in negadin, right? He says, my reason is the right reason. What was my reason? I said, because why? The non-Jewish nations are not obeyed of Avodah Zarah like they are today, right? And that Medina Yisrael is not called what we think it is, that we're sholeit on our own destiny, right? Because Yad Am is... But to say that they forget about everything else and there's this greater good concept, that I don't understand. And he says, and I think what I hold, this is the last paragraph in source number 15, La Nia Daiti, I think that what I say, he emes lamita, lo nirtzel Rav Unterman. I don't understand what Rav Unterman says. The concept that I just shared with you, that Rav Chaim David HaLevi says, I think is the correct one. Now let me try to explain, because it's, I think, very, very simple. And this, Baruch Hashem, was done wonderfully by Rav Wurzberger. Rav Wurzberger, of course, Olav HaShalom, who was a great Rav of my father's shul, Shari Tfila, for many, many, many years, and, of course, a professor here in Yeshiva University. Also, Rav Unterman has a connection to Yeshiva University, because he was a Talmud of Shimon Shka, Rosh Yeshiva here. So, okay. So, but Rav Wurzberger has in one of the volumes of Zichron HaRav, so in Zichron HaRav, so there Rav Wurzberger discusses this concept based on what the Rav said, but that this beautiful idea of Rav Unterman is correct. Omer Kenira Rav Levi Lo Diekaroi Es Lashon HaRambam. So he says Shaharei Dorish, right? Because we saw that Tosefta Mefarnsim Lo Keheter El Kemitzvah. This is a huge concept, right? So we only saw this in some saying that we quoted when we looked at the Shach and the Taz. So we said to say that the Taz was saying that maybe it's a mitzvah even. Don't tell me it's a heter. We saw this pasha that the lashon, right? We saw the concept of mutter in the Torah. The Torah used the lashon of mutter, but said the Taz, and he says no. It seems to be pasha that it's an idea of mutter. So he finds him loka heter ke mitzvah. Shesarchem lahayir al darav shall harav Levi shakasev shemam shagoyim ein avodu brezon parents in vokir cholim fine v'lo mishum darche shalom dafka gishazu, right? He goes, I don't understand this. That's not the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere, oh, because the goyim today are not real goyim. That's not what it says. Dafka, no, we know the Rambam's concept of what Christianity is today. So what is it then? It says ki yadua harambam the idea of misasichlis.
Fine. See, this concept means a sichus. We will see in a moment how Rav Soloveitchik explains the fich nira. How Rav Unterman says kafto v'ferach. Oh, it's beautiful. Why? Because that's what the Rambam is saying. Kedai lahazke Rama hilchos malachim. And this was explained, of course, Rav Wurzburger being a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, that he was explained, the Moi Rebbe Arava Goyim Maram Rav Yosef Dova Levi Soloveitchik, that said that that's the, why? Chashil's Miucheles, he didn't stand, Ramu didn't just pick the Sukkim out of the air. He used these two Sukkim. Right, why? The Pasuk said, Be'inyon, why? See, that the concept of Darcher Noim is what Sharei Basof Hilchos. That's the idea of Avadim. He also says this idea of that we have to be attached to the Rabbanu Sholem. We have to imitate his ways, and that's what the whole concept is of the Racham of Akol Maasav. And just as a final point, he writes here, or so he said. Then that's why this makes so much sense. Darcher Noim Chayavas Lo Rak Gabe Bnei Bris Elachol Bria VeBria. Right, we don't have this concept, oh yeah, we have to have rachamah, we have to be rachmanim only if we hear of the Jew. This might be a knee-jerk reaction, unfortunately. When you hear that something happened, so our reaction generally is, were there any Jews there? Okay, that's not, because that's our family, right? Rachman al-Son, it's like somebody says, I heard there was a car accident, so is everybody okay in the house? You're allowed to say that. But then you should say, is everybody else okay? What's going on? How can we help? We see this concept of Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, which I think is different than at least the nations that I've lived in, the other nations. And that is that if Rachman al-Islam is certain, pulled over their side, I know one of our Rabbanim in our community, so he has he says Tefillah Saderach. So he holds that when he goes, he teaches every day in Bar Ilan, so we're from Beit Shemesh, so he pulls over, so he believes that you should say Tefillah Saderach standing. So he told me that a number of times, so what does he do? He pulls over right as he gets onto the highway. You can pull over, legally you can pull over. And he stands and he says, Tfilah Saderach. Did you know how many times somebody pulls up in back of me and says, Efshar Lo Zolecha? Like, did you flat tire, something like that? So, we know Baruch Hashem, we know who we are, we know that, if this happened in New York, so, we would get scared. A friend of mine, when I was here in YU, maybe I shouldn't tell the story, but at least in my day, I'm sure it's changed. Washington Heights wasn't the most safe neighborhood. I'm sure now it's Baruch Hashem. It's wonderful. So he unfortunately got a flat tire not so far from here. And so he didn't know what to do. He didn't have AAA, didn't know anything about that. There were no cell phones on that day. Partially, he had no idea what to do. So he started cranking up the car to change his own tire. As he's taking his tires off, he realizes there's some movement on the other side of the thing. So he looks around and goes, and he sees somebody else is helping himself to his other two tires on the other side. So he says, excuse me, what are you doing? He says, hey, it's only fair. You take two tires, I get two tires. He says, no, this is my car, sir. So, okay, they had a whole, fine, chocolate diarrhea, what's going to happen over there? But we know that it's not normal. It's not normal to happen. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a concept. Rachman al-Islam, last Friday, Baruch Hashem, everybody's okay. There was a, right in front of my house, there was a terrible, terrible accident. The bus overturned. Baruch Hashem, there was just the driver on it, and he walked right out, and someone got hit. And you should have seen the amount of people that ran to the scene, right? We in Israel, we're not so smart, because there was gas flying everywhere, coming from the car. We don't care. It's going to blow. It doesn't happen in Eretz Yisrael, right? And people, mom is trying to help these individuals get out. That's who we are. But says this concept, this Rav Soloveitchik concept, whatever you, it's an everybody concept. The Racham of Akol Maasa. This year's Pasha, because that's who we are, that's what the Rambam is saying. We have to be like this. It's Pasha to get on a plane for the Israeli government and say, I don't care what the PR and I'm going to call CNN. That's not important over here. What's important is that the Racham of Akol Maasa. I have a chiyuv to get on a plane. I have to do something. Right? Sometimes boys at cheer, they ask me, they say, do you know what's going on here? Right? Here in Yeshiva University. When Nebuch, what was going on in Darfur, the universities, they weren't doing anything. Yeshiva University, they got up, we have to do something. Whether it's in New Orleans, it has to hurt us. Besides the general concept that anything that's going on in the world has to affect the Jewish people. Because it's a message to us. But it has to bother us. As I started by saying, so this is a concept they learned from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and it has to. You can't just go to sleep regular at night when you know that hundreds of people died in a typhoon. It can't be the regular concept. So I think that's what we're trying to bring out over here, this idea. Besides, the Shakla Vataria of Im and Darche Shalom and Eva, yeah, that's true. But the bottom line becomes, it has to earn us. Okay, you want to tell me maybe it's not a mitzvah, maybe it is a mitzvah, it's a lumdis, maybe it is. Very nice. But I think the reason why
that the IDF, it's just second nature to them to go to all these places. Whatever the repercussions might be, that's who we are. We understand that. We don't have to bring cameras. We don't have to let people know. It doesn't matter. That's who we are, and that's what we have to be. And that's why we're on this earth. And sometimes we forget this concept. And it's a very important concept to focus on and to keep bringing home, is the idea of a racham of a kol masav, right? This idea we think, you know, tikkun olam was something that somebody, you know, the tikkun olam is something that we say every day. But talking about the malchut shaddai, okay, maybe the malchut shaddai is the important part here. But within the kingdom of the Ribbono Shalom, he wants us to have that concept of people, wow, makadosh shem Hashem, look at these people, look what they're doing, why? Why in the middle of the Philippines risking their lives? Going to the fences of Syria when rock, yeah, that's what we do. It's very, very important. Yes.
How about when they say terrorists that are going to come harm you later on?
Yeah, that's my next Kol Yom Rishon discourse. If they ever invite me back, no, that's it. Listen, we
we're hurting ourselves.
Yeah, so I live not far away from the Tiv HaLamed Hei. If you know the famous story about the Lamed Hei, where the Rachmanis of the soldiers had. And unfortunately, they were murdered. They thought he was just a nobody, a farmer, right? And what happened? So he ran, and they all died, right? And we take with the yeshiva, we take that trek and show with what they did. Yeah. So sometimes we have, unfortunately, it's too much rachmanas. I'm not here to. I don't work anymore for the Israeli government, and nor am I allowed to comment on my 3.5 years there. But you're correct. You're correct. There are some very interesting questions, both halachic questions and philosophical questions of should we be helping those that are while you're helping them, they say, "Help me out, just so I can go out and bomb you more." You know, why are we doing that? Okay, that's a good question.
That'd be okay.
What?
I don't think anybody would say you should help them. No.
Next year, yes.
Does Lo Sochonim have any practical application today?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. Yeah, first of all, I think that the many are machmir on the idea of there's another concept here which is important. Which is that something Baruch Hashem, you know, the question that always becomes, you should ask a bar mitzvah boy, is what does he have on his wall in his home? So there could be an Isser Lo Sochonim. He has all these pictures of people I never knew in my life. Hopefully we don't know. Well, maybe we do know too well, and that's why he has it, because we idolize them as well. He says, but on his wall of his room, instead of Rabbeim, there's right, she's showing grace to them. Forget about giving them presents. But there is a concept of, generally it doesn't apply so much today, because we know that when you give the what's the politically correct name for garbage men today, they don't garbage. Yeah, we call them garbage men in Israel anyway, but the sanitation engineers, so those engineers, so when you give them money, so we don't say, well, why? Because you're doing it for a very simple reason, just like I told you about the firemen, because they're writing your name down and they're going to collect it. I had this, I remember one year we forgot, we didn't do it exactly the right time. For a week my garbage was thrown down, even though it's illegal and you're not allowed to give them money, they're not allowed to accept money in the but we generally know that the reason why, right, the Gemara says, what does the Gemara says? Sonim matanos tichya, because generally it's always tied to something. So not to be tied to something, right? But we do it because generally we know we're going to get better service. But if Stam, you're just giving a present for no reason, that's that, yeah, I think money in the post can say that's an issue, that's a problem. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I think we have to, it's 10:30, so we're going to have to continue the questions afterwards, but I want to thank Rabbi Hartzink for
in Chicago.
No.